Last night, Temple, Michigan State, Arizona, and Kansas all moved ahead in the men's NCAA basketball tournament, defeating Penn State, Gonzaga, Mississippi, and Kansas, respectively. Today, powerhouse Duke meets USC, and Stanford plays Maryland. Here to talk hoops with us from New York is Weekend Edition sports commentator Ron Rappaport. Hi, Ron.
Hi, John.
Defending champ Michigan State is looking pretty strong right now.
They look just terrific. You know, it was interesting to see a couple of underdogs get up there. USC played just terrifically well the other day to beat Kentucky, but all that gets the Trojans is the dubious honor of playing Duke today. And then you watch Temple just crushing Penn State, and Temple is an 11th seed, but I think all they got was the right to get beat up by Michigan State. I mean, Duke and Michigan State, they just look like they're playing tremendously well these days.
Quite a story for John Chaney, though. He's getting close to the Final Four, finally.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I mean, who would have thought an 11th-seeded team, but boy, they didn't just beat Penn State. They just really took the measure of them.
John Chaney, for those who don't know, is the coach of the Temple Owls. He's been coaching 19 years, never been to the Final Four. So if they could upset Michigan State, that would be something.
Yeah, but I really think they've got their work cut out for them. Some of the teams that are left, they just look so strong to me. I was watching Illinois beat Kansas last night. And, you know, Kansas is a good team. They're always in the mix at the end of the season. But here comes Illinois with its great bench strength, which is just so important at this time of the season. But they really play terrific defense. I think we're looking at an all-Big Ten semifinal.
Yeah, and on the other side, is Duke actually a professional team?
Well, how do you think they'd be if they still had Corey Maggette and Elton Brand, you know, guys who left school early? What are some of the people who are in the NBA who could still be playing in college? That's an extremely good team. They've been my pick to go all the way from the beginning, and I don't see any reason to change my mind now.
How about the women's division? Who's looking good there?
Well, you see some familiar names there, John. You see Tennessee, you see Connecticut, you see Louisiana Tech. Those of us in the Midwest have been following Notre Dame and think that they might really have a shot. And I was out with some folks last night who are big Washington Huskies fans, you know, between Washington and Gonzaga, whose Cinderella run finally ended last night. They've been having a heck of a time out there in the Pacific Northwest. They like that Washington team. They've got 9 losses, but if you're looking for Cinderella, we might have to look on the women's side this year, John.
Quickly back to the men. Who's going to be cutting down the nets in Minneapolis a week from Monday?
Well, I really think it's going to be Duke. You know, what's so interesting to me about the game so far is that they've all been blowouts except for that USC-Kentucky game, and USC was way ahead most of the time. All of the other games have been by 10 points or more. So I say the big winners this weekend are going to be Duke, Illinois, Michigan State, Maryland, and Gladiator.
Thanks, Ron.
Okay, John.
Speaking with us from New York, Weekend Edition sports commentator Ron Rappaport, who's also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.